In terms of device management, the other side of it is the hardware management. Mm-hmm. We have insurance in place to cover all the devices and 2-year warranty arrangement. And we have had a small number of issues with, firstly, damage. Mm-hmm. We've been able to have those covered under insurance, but the problem we've encountered with any damage, of course, is that it gets sent away for repair and is then out of the student's hands. We have also, in addition to that, had a large number of warranty issues with this particular rollout, where the manufacturer has repaired the devices at no cost, but it has meant that we have lost a large number of machines at any one time. And that impacts on a one-to-one program quite mm-hmm. significantly. One of the recommendations that I'm making or have been making really is that schools consider if they can, and I know there's a cost implication, but if they can have a small stock of spares on the occasion that they do need to get devices replaced. Mm-hmm. Because if they take 2 to 3 weeks to get repaired, then you have a student without a device in a classroom environment. And that can, if you find that you've got 2 or 3 students in that situation, it can actually impact quite significantly on the one-to-one environment because you're no longer one-to-one.
That's right. In terms of, like, you've got new PCs in your lab here. No doubt they will have been imaged centrally. Is that happening with the devices, the Android devices? Is there an image that's put on them, or does everybody get the same interface with the same materials on it?
Again,
And what freedom do they have to then change that?
Sure. Again, we looked at that at the beginning. There is a piece of software that came with the tablets that allows us to manage the image, what apps were on the device and so on. We decided to run without that and just to see how having the standard build image from the manufacturer would go. And again, I can say quite confidently we haven't really had any problems with that. We've allowed students to configure the devices as they were their own mm-hmm. within the remit of our responsible use policy. And one of the real benefits of that, of course, is that if we do have a problem where a student has an issue with their device not working in some way, rather than as traditional IT support we've had to do, which is, you know, spending an hour or two looking at a computer, we can just reset to factory settings, 1 minute, and the device is handed back to the student. Okay, they've lost any apps that they had stored mm-hmm. on there, but it's a quick and effective solution.